hundreds of protesters have gathered for a second day in the Burkina Faso capital Ouagadougou, calling on President Blaise Compaoré to resign. They are angry at Mr. Compaoré, who responded to a day of violence by saying he would stay in power for a year under a transitional government. He agreed not to seek another term in office after angry protesters touched government and parliament buildings. The creation of a transitional government was announced by Army Chief General Honoré Touré, who said it would be put in place in consultation with all parties. Meanwhile, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's special envoy to West Africa, Mohamed Ibn Chambers, is expected in Burkina Faso to try to ease the crisis.
And some Burkinabe youth in Ghana have demonstrated at the country's embassy in Accra to back demands for President Blaise Compaoré to step down. Radio Ghana's Godwin Wepeba Aloriwe spoke to some of the demonstrators.
We are present with the President of Ghana as the current chairman of ECOWAS to call upon his colleague so that he will resent his decision. And if anything that happened in ECOWAS sub-region, it will affect his reputation because he's the current chairman of ECOWAS. So we are pleading with Ghana President John Dramani Mahama to intervene so that he'll call Blaise too. We want to hear that Blaise Compaoré has resigned and he's no more the president of Burkina Faso. All we are demanding is Blaise Compaoré to step down. Until we hear that we are not leaving the embassy, and then we make sure the embassy is shut down, we go to command, we make sure that the consulate is also shut down.
My brother says we don't want again Blaise Compaoré on power. We want that Blaise Compaoré step down. He has to go. And it's why we are here. We are just sitting to tell that we don't agree with what is happening in our country. And we don't want again Blaise Compaoré as our president. That's all.